KJAN Sports.
It is time for that look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Let's take a look at some of the yesterday's action at the Girls State Volleyball Championships in Cedar Rapids. In Class 3A first round play, second seed Kemper Catholic a winner with a three-game sweep over Iowa Falls Alden, winning 25-11, 25-22, and 25-20 to advance to the semis. Red Oak not so lucky. Number 8 seed Red Oak lost to the top seed Sioux Center 3-1. The game scores 25-17. Red Oak took the second game 20-25 and then fell 25-18, 25-18 as they bowed out of that tourney. Also winning yesterday, Osage, they beat Tipton in 3 straight. Columbus Catholic took 3 out of 4 from Beckman Catholic to advance. In 2A first round play yesterday, St. Albert a winner as they post a 3-game sweep over Unity Christian 25-17, 25-16 and 26-24. Four were the game scores. On the other side, Grundy Center, a winner over Sydney, as Sydney falls 25-12, 25-17, 25-18 in a three-game sweep. Also, Dyke New Hartford swept 3 from Wapsie Valley, and Western Christian advanced with a 3-game sweep over Iowa City Regina. In 1A first-round play, it was top seed Janesville defeating East Mills 3 in a row, 25-10, 25-12, and 25-19 were those scores. Also, Holy Trinity Catholic beat Starmont in 3 straight. Lamar's Galen Catholic knocked out Tripola 3-2. And it was Springville dumping North Tama in 3 straight. That sets up the semifinals today. They'll be held in all 5 classes today. Starting at 10 this morning with the 5A semis, Cedar Falls taking on Linmar and West Des Moines Valley battling Ankeny Centennial. In the 4A semis at noon, Lewis Central will play Dubuque Wallert, while Sergeant Bluff Luton will face Cedar Rapids Xavier. In the 3A semis, which get underway at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Kemper Catholic will battle Columbus Catholic of Waterloo, while Sioux Center will play Osage in the other semifinal. In Class 2A semis today, St. Albert will play Dyke New Hartford in a Class 2A matchup. That's at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Also, Western Christian will play Grundy Center at 4 in 2A semi-action. In the 1A semis tonight at 6 o'clock, Janesville plays Holy Trinity Catholic, and it will be Lamar's Galen Catholic facing off against Springville. Those winners all advance into tomorrow's state championships. A little closer to home, Atlantic senior Alexis Handel signed on the dotted line Wednesday morning, continuing her softball and academic career at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. The Atlantic third baseman signed with her parents in attendance, along with Atlantic head coach Terry Hinsman and assistant coach Michelle Blake. Handel has been a power hitter for the Trojans, racking up 58 hits, 17 home runs last year for her 32-9 squad. Handel also had 56 RBIs to go along with a .509 batting average and a .629 on-base percentage. Handel also has been a strong defensive player for Atlantic with a .935 fielding percentage, committing only 6 errors last year. Handel said it's a dream come true to be able to play at the Division I level with University of Missouri, Kansas City, and is excited and grateful for the opportunity.
I was going down to Kansas City for a tournament one weekend, and I decided to email the coaches, and they were luckily playing in Lawrence at a tournament, and they had Sunday off, so the assistant coach, Greg, was able to come down and watch me play. And then the day after, he invited me down for an unofficial visit, and we took it, and then I committed that day. I really like the city, and we go down there a lot for softball tournaments, so that was a big decision for me to go there. And the coaches were just really cool and really nice, and they have a new field now, and it's really nice. So,
Atlantic head coach Terry Hinsman said Alexa's stats speak for themselves with her performance on the field, but her leadership has been her biggest asset.
Biggest thing about her and the senior class is the leadership that they've all demonstrated on and off the field. And I think Alexis has come to a lot of the clinics and stuff that we've done with the little girls. They look up to her as a role model to get better. The hard work that she's put in, it's just nice to see that that's all starting to pay off for her now and get in a Division I scholarship and at least reaching that part of her goals.
The Kangaroos team that she'll be joining went 17-38 last season overall, 5-10 in the Western Athletic Conference. Handel plans to study health sciences at UMKC. Well, the semifinal round of the high school football playoffs begins today in the Unidome in eight-man action. Third-ranked Remsen St. Mary's takes a 10-0 record into a game against Fremont Mills. Remsen St. Mary's coach Ryan Hayek says the Hawks' defense needs to slow down dual-threat quarterback Mason Venata.
Very good athlete. The guy doesn't turn the ball over. Very efficient. We got to make sure we can contain him as much as possible and try to take one of his phases away, whether that be the running game or the passing game. We got to try to make Fremont Mills one-dimensional, just like we did against Audubon.
Hayek says he hopes the Hawks' speed can be a difference maker.
I'm excited to see how fast we're going to look. I don't think there's a lot of teams that would be able to match our speed, and we're going to find out real fast on Thursday. It's going to be exciting. I know the kids are excited. There's going to be no wind, perfect temperature, perfect surface. It should be a fun one. We should play fast.
Fremont Mills avenged regular season losses to Stanton and Sydney to reach the Unidome.
I think this time around, just extremely focused. I think we're much more prepared. I think those couple losses forced the players to maybe, you know, have that higher level of focus and urgency. And so I think in all reality, those two losses probably actually helped our season.
That's Fremont Mills coach Jeremy Christensen, who says the Knights need to try to slow down running back Kanan Cox.
So we got to do a very good job of trying to force him to go sideways rather than north and south. As soon as he gets vertical, I think it's going to be very tough to contain. You know, there's athletes all over the field, not just him, and that we got to try to just contain the football and do what we can to make sure there's smaller windows.
Well, that Remsen St. Mary's Fremont Mills game is the second game of the day in the eight-man tournament. It's set to kick at 12:06 this afternoon. The first game has Midland facing Don Bosco. Don Bosco, the top-ranked school and the defending state champion. That game kicks off the tournament at 9:06 this morning. Also today, the Class 3A semifinals will be held later on. It'll be Harlan facing Pella in the first of the 3A semis this evening. 5:36 will be the kickoff for that game. A couple of teams who know their way around the Unidome. Also, Cedar Rapids Xavier will play Solon in the other game tonight at the Dome. That's an 8:21 kickoff for the 3A semis tonight. Well, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is reportedly ready to fight a proposed contract extension for Commissioner Roger Goodell. A person with knowledge of the situation says Jones told the six owners on the compensation committee that he had hired high-profile attorney David Boies and was prepared to sue if the group voted to extend Goodell's deal. Jones has since been embroiled in a dispute sparked by Goodell's six-game suspension of Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott over alleged domestic violence. All 32 owners voted in May to extend Goodell's contract and authorize the compensation committee to work out the details. The Green Bay Packers have waived Martellus Bennett, who had 24 catches for 233 yards and 7 starts this year. The Packers cited a failure to disclose a physical condition for making that move. Bennett signed with the Packers as an unrestricted free agent last offseason after helping the New England Patriots win the Super Bowl. The Minnesota Vikings have taken Teddy Bridgewater off the physically unable to perform list and placed fellow quarterback Sam Bradford on injured reserve amid continued trouble with his left knee. Bridgewater was added to the active roster Wednesday for the first time since he badly injured his left knee during practice more than 14 months ago. The NFL Players Union wants everyone in the league to honor a two-minute moment of silence on Sunday in observance of U.S. military veterans. Last year, President Barack Obama signed into law the Veterans Day Moment of Silence Act, which calls on all Americans to observe a two-minute moment of silence every November 11th. With Veterans Day falling on Saturday this year, the Players Union voted to ask everyone in the NFL community to observe this moment of silence on Sunday prior to the kickoffs. In baseball news, witnesses to Roy Halladay's fatal plane crash have told federal investigators the two-time Cy Young Award winner was flying his tiny sport plane low over the Gulf of Mexico shortly before it slammed into the water. National Transportation Safety Board investigator Noreen Price said Wednesday that Halladay's Icon A5 experienced a high-energy impact with the water. Price said it was too early to say whether Tuesday's crash was related to two earlier crashes this year of A5s, one of them that killed both the plane's chief designer and test pilot. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.